Hey everyone, welcome to Dear Everyone Else, hosted by T and
T.
Hello everybody, welcome to Dear Everyone Else. For one final time, we need a drum roll, please. Come on. Sorry, that's not even a drum roll. But
see, I'm literally the best drummer. Just leave it up to me, please. That's
my sound effects are pretty bad.
Yeah, very, yeah. Very.
Like even like when in nursery school, we used to sing old McDonald's. Listen, it's funny, it's bad.
I'm trying to imagine
a nursery school tackle.
Still as sophisticated as ever. It's just me, you know. If nursery schools had like a requirement to pass, I would have still been class of 2027 then. But anyway, I just say, so you know how you used to sing Old MacDonald had a farm, right? Mm-hmm, and then you go and a moo moo there. Yeah. I was the type of guy when they said a cow, I'd be like oink kind of guy. So
what?
Yeah.
Literally said a moo for a reason, okay?
Yeah. So it would be like, and the cow went oink. Oinking, they're like, no, Taku, the cow goes moo. And I'm like, oh. Well,
I feel bad.
Where I'm from, cows actually oink. Just saying. But anyway, nah.
Did you say you have some cows that oink?
You see, you'll never know unless you're where
clearly, from. Clearly, Zimbabwe has different species of cows.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, ours are like hybrid, bro. Like, what you saying? Like, nah, they're definitely different. But
okay.
Shout out to the cows from Zim. We appreciate you guys.
Shout out to them. Yeah, no, anyway. Definitely gave me a good biology lesson. But yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How are you guys doing? I'm going to go somewhere else today. I'm going to go with Abdallah. And then we're going to jump to you.
Hit me.
Sure.
How are we doing, bro?
Your late 20s are a struggle. Hey. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I'm not excited. I'm still in my early 20s.
You really shouldn't be. You really shouldn't be. Let's put it this way. Old age hits fast as soon as you talk like you're
50 or something. It's like old age hits.
Because I did not expect to be where I am even a year ago. Let's put it this way. Your body will start doing things you did not expect to start happening this early.
My body acts like a grandma already. I don't want to think about what it's going to be like at like late 20s.
Especially if you haven't done anything to like prepare for it. Let's put it that way.
Ha. So you're telling me to hit the gym?
Yes, literally.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay. I am not. This that's all I'm going to say. We're not going to detail exactly what I'm struggling with. But do take care of your body. Seriously, while you have the energy to do it.
I was planning on loafing off for like a couple more years, you know, like not just leaving it like that. Let nature do its thing. kind of moment.
I was waiting for retirement to start going to the gym because I was like, then I can focus on my body. Right now, life is focusing on other things. But okay, that's a lot to take it. And like, that's the crazy thing is like late 20s are like right here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not for me. Not for a few more years.
Yeah, that is my quality privilege and a curse that I am on average a few years older than most of my peers, so I get to experience this stuff ahead of time.
I am on average a few years younger than most of my peers, so I get to be the one that's locking back.
Yeah. And I'm guessing by you guys listening to everyone, you can probably tell that I am right bang on in the middle. Uh-huh. I am the age of
I mean,
my
you're
peers.
Like the average. Exactly.
Okay, so T, how are you doing today?
I am honestly doing better than I've been for like, you know, the past month. So that's very exciting. Definitely trying to learn a few more things, catch up with life. I think, I'm in a better space now, which is really good.
Man, so these guys obviously don't understand, but it's exam season right now.
We understand, though, if anything.
Tolani, let's not try to laugh too hard.
Okay, sorry.
Let's not try to laugh too hard.
My bad.
We could just break down right now anyway, but it's all good, you know. Here's the truth. Okay. Winter semester and fall semester just felt like one big semester.
Yeah. There's not much breaking between, kind of.
It's a tough one, you know. Yeah.
But there kind of was, right?
Mm-hmm. It
didn't feel like it because a strike is never something that you're supposed to feel like it's a holiday. But it was a bit of a break there.
It didn't feel like one because you still had to kind of go through school for like a few more classes. So
yeah,
it wasn't a break at all. for a lot of people.
I'm not gonna pretend like during the strike I was actually doing any work, but it definitely was the work, your mental brain was doing the work, it affected
you kind of mentally.
The strike actually helped me, I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
It actually helped me catch
curious
up.
Curious how?
Because
no, it didn't help me.
At the end of when was this one? At the end of October, I was like, this semester is looking tough. Operation Save the Semester is gonna be. It's gonna have to come in clutch this. You know, this one last time.
Yeah.
But then the strike happened. And I'm like, okay, maybe.
Yeah. No.
We could just make it. This is a sign.
Let me. Who can I pick to tell us what we're doing today? Abdallah. Tell us what we're doing today this episode.
One more time. I also did this last episode. So this is technically supposed to be the last episode of the season.
Right? Yeah, that's why we're making you see it. So you go out with the finger.
Cue the sad music now.
So it's a retrospective episode. You know, we're going to be talking about things that we have learned that we didn't think we knew before going into this. The struggles that we have encountered along the way that have pretty much always been there up until this very moment. And, you know, maybe give a few shout-outs to people or groups that we've come across our time. And, you know, as a sign-off, I think it's a good way to end this season and maybe even in the entire show, because one of the things is we don't actually know how this will go. It might not just get picked up for another season, or it might continue. We still have yet that to be determined. So yeah,
that's funny, because it really felt like a Netflix show. It's like it might not get picked up by
we're still waiting to be approved for season two. Who knows?
It's maybe like, you know?
Maybe someone could help it. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow we could be getting an email from CBC and they're like, you know what, guys?
You know what? Yeah, we're going to add it to one of our segments. Yeah. Yeah. And like, this is the official last episode, but we're still thinking if we might have like a couple like extra episodes. And those extra episodes might just be like a few like informational like events that are coming up. And a few next month or something, just to kind of highlight a bit about them.
Just extras, yes.
Bonus episodes, this is the official last episode from like the team.
These episodes are gonna be there forever.
Yes, I just realized that. So is this gonna haunt me in the future, or is it gonna help me?
Well, that's why through the power of editing, you have not said anything that's supposed to get you canceled in the future.
Oh yeah, guys, we go through a very thorough process. In fact, while we reflect on that, man, Mr. Producer, how has this been for you being the guy?
Taco, that is a great question.
Wow, did you see the way I just like maneuvered?
I am very curious. Yes, guys, please let us know.
They call that a professional segue.
Wow, I love it. Like, guys, I should be...
You should honestly just get hired as, like, you know, like a host. Yeah,
I know, right?
You'd be Oscars. A great podcast, so, yeah.
Oscars. 2023. What are you waiting for? I heard they're looking for a host.
We'll get there. Why are we saying we? You get there.
I mean, well, who said I'm going to leave you guys behind?
He's going to take us everywhere he goes.
I don't want the work. I just want the money, you know? Like, take us to, like, share the money, you know? Like, share the wealth.
It's like, buy one, get two free. It comes as a package, right?
Exactly.
So, right. Mr. Producer, let us know. How has it been?
The thing about podcasts is it kind of always depends on what the show is in terms of how much time and work you put into editing. If this was a show where it had a video component, for example, you actually have a lot more restrictions in how much you can cut on the audio side, unless you wanted to deliberately go the route where the video portion, because you can communicate a lot through visuals, right? Without saying anything. Like, there could be a pause right in the middle of me saying something, and it has a reason to be there. So you don't cut that in video, but that pause may not necessarily work in audio, right? So you could have the option of diverging the two and having the audio a lot more tighter than the video, but there's a point to it. Or you have the option of just keeping them in sync, and in the runtime of the video portion might be the same as the audio portion, right? There's a lot of the power of executive decisions that you have to put a lot of work into making actual conscious decisions into what you're going to do and how they're going to play out.
Oh, okay.
Right? So yeah. I could sit with the raw audio for this and then take 2 hours, or I could sit with the raw audio and take 6 hours to finish editing all the tiny little errors in words, maybe even fixing some errors in the recording itself. Pauses are a big one, and also some people have like crutches. They have certain words that they tend to go to a bit too frequently.
Here's the fun part.
I'm curious what are ours? I'm curious.
The funny thing is, it's hard to describe.
Uh-huh.
For example, mine is I repeat myself a lot.
I feel like might be mine too. Maybe, I don't know.
The funny thing about you, T, yours is you repeat yourself sometimes, but only when you're just there's something that you're trying to say and you're going. And sometimes you just repeat it just in case someone else didn't catch it. So you try to say it slightly differently. Mine is always at the starts. I always say something, and then at 1 second or 2 seconds in, I restarted just to... It's like a weird... you know how... Have you ever tried to start a car engine that was problematic?
Also, so like the...
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So that's how I do it. For me, it's always a bit of a stutter in the beginning, and then it flows much better all the way toward the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know mine.
Does that make you know your subject more? Because like I know that about myself. Like I know that I tend to repeat. Like if I'm trying to get a word across, and I sense that where I'm saying it to didn't understand what I'm saying, I tend to say it in a different way. Like, I say the same thing, but in a different way to kind of get my point across. And sometimes it can be a little annoying because it's like, they get it, move on kind of thing. But, like, the fact that you know that too, like, does that, editing make you know, like, your subject more? Like, feel like a little, I don't know, like, closer relationship makes things, kind of thing? I don't know.
In editing, you tighten things up more, right? So if you repeated something, if you said something twice and the second time was the better version than the first time, as much as I don't like, you know, at the risk of diluting your message, I could make the decision of, okay, we don't need to hear the first time you said it. That was slightly imperfect, maybe. So you cut it and then you just let it have the second one. And the person who's listening isn't really the wiser. And especially if it all still makes sense and it flows better.
Mm.
You know what I mean? This is why I said there's a lot of executive decisions that you have to make.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's up to your judgment, and you have to know when is the right time to cut and when isn't. Like every now and then, I still have to cut a few of Taku's jokes simply because of simply for time, and it's very unfortunate.
You guys have missed out on so many classics.
So many classics.
Yeah.
All right. I'm curious. Were there like any struggles that you've faced while we've kind of started this whole journey, or like, I don't know, any point in time while this whole thing kind of went on?
I mean, I guess from the hosting perspective, it's the energy, you know, and I think you can kind of, obviously there's a certain energy you need to bring to this, you know, you need to be engaging, you need to be hyped up. I can't bring my problems and my issues and kind of just be like,
gotta leave it at the door.
Guys, you know, so it's I think the energy's been a big part for me. So sometimes I think it really does require you being able to, you know, split personalities, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
but this is me, this is genuinely me, but I'm just like, you'd really want to have the energy when you're talking to people. And then probably another thing for me throughout all of this is staying in between the lines, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, I mean, obviously we're talking about stuff, but also the another reality is you need to be very careful about some of the things that you share or some of the things that you say, like, you know, the usual stuff. I don't want to come out 10 years from now and they're like, Taku said this on the podcast 10 years ago. And
so you say not to incriminate yourself, basically.
100%. Like, I've got a bright career ahead of me hosting stuff, you know, so... but besides that, man, I think it's been a lovely experience. I think all of us can agree this is a platform that we all wanted to be there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why obviously, like, we didn't hesitate to jump onto this, and hopefully As much as this is the last episode, I guess what we're hoping for is that the platform continues to be there for this part of the community, if that makes sense.
I mean, I think for me, like a big struggle, well, there are two that I can remember like off my head right now, but one was definitely coming up with like ideas for like the episodes. That was kind of tough because there's some times where it's just like I'm blank. Like I just can't think of anything that would be kind of fun enough, but also kind of like captivating. And I feel like especially when you're kind of talking about like things like issues, like the issues that are facing the community, like talking about like health care and stuff, it's more just like you kind of have to keep it to like a certain like extent kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, like as you said, like being in that line, because you know, like when it comes to things like that, there's so much anger that you feel because like, you're like, well, like you need the people to do more about this, but you still can't communicate that right on this. And I feel like also just like learning to love the sound of my own voice has been a real problem for me. If you ever notice, I always make Stackle start the show, and that's for a reason, because I just don't like my voice. Like listening to me start it, like it's been a real like, I mean, I feel like I it's not bad now. Like I can actually like listen to an episode and actually like giggle and laugh and like not feel like, oh, yay, kind of thing. Like,
what aspect of your voice would you say that you have a problem with? Do you think?
Just in general, like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't think there's a specific like aspect kind of per se. Like, I feel like I have a very low voice. Like I hear myself and then I'm like, oh, you sound whiny. Or just like, why is your voice so like best kind of thing?
Interesting.
Well, I think you have an amazing voice.
Why, thank you. Honestly. I love your voice.
Oh,
and, stop. And honestly, why didn't I just get like a bass? You know, if I'm going to have a deep voice, I might as well just like make it like completely deep, you know, like just like kind of round it up. But
No. But those are like real problems that we face. Like, I thought about a lot. Like, it's one of those. Have you seen this TikTok that went around once, like when someone is kind of like sending a voice note and they record the voice note and they're like sounding, oh, you know, all good. And then they play it. And it's some, and you're like, well, like I thought I sounded like Denzel Washington, only to realize that I probably sounded like a screeching sheep or something. And then I was like, right. It hasn't been it. But I've got a quick question now. I'll start with T. Your favorite episode since we started. Like, what's one that stood out for you?
That's a really tough one, to be honest. I think probably the trivia episode. It was a lot of fun and so much energy bouncing around, having, you know, that's probably the episode where we had the most people on the show. That was really fun. I really loved like searching things up and learning about those facts and things like that. So
shout out to that whole gang.
But
those guys were cool, even though Tawani chose violence.
Yeah,
and, debate.
We're talking about that still.
This is a conversation that will go on for generations. And guys, if you haven't listened, the conversation is about the ownership of the Victoria Falls. You should go listen to the episode.
Of course, you brought that up.
Yeah. Oh, like obviously, like the clear fact is that it's in Zimbabwe, but you know we have some very rowdy neighbors. Up north. Abdallah, what's your favorite episode been?
I can't really say. I love them all equally, unfortunately.
It really sounded like a proud father right there. It's like, I can't choose between my children. Sorry, that's just a crime. Yeah. I love them all equally. Thank you very much.
And the worst part is I actually do feel like they get better as they went on.
Yeah.
So it's like how you would see a child as they're aging, right?
Oh, yeah.
I guess up until a certain point where they start to become annoying. I don't know. But hey, we haven't gotten there yet.
Hopefully we never do, because it's their last episode.
Yeah, we're leaving while we're on top, you know, we're just like, boom.
We're going out hot.
Yeah, I mean, personally, for me with the episodes, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, like, I think our first one was pretty significant. Not that it was like my favorite, but it was great to get it off the ground and running, you know, especially the way it just all kind of came together. And like what our producer said, it was fantastic just realizing that it was getting better with time. And like now, man, it seems like we've been on radio for years. You know?
We're like very professional, like.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But moving away from that, right, from all of these episodes, I think one important factor for me has also been our ability to be able to have fun and talk about stuff as well as addressing serious issues. And I wouldn't say call them issues as such, but things that definitely are of concern to our community, which was the original, you know, basis for the platform, right? So issues like healthcare, yeah, just international students fitting in the whole winter, the whole, like all of those aspects, which was great. Mm-hmm. And I guess having those things there is great, knowing that they're going to be permanently up so people can always access that, which is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we're talking about highlights. For me, I guess my specific like big highlight was the gossips that we have right after we record the show or like before this.
Yeah, we've probably spoken about all y'all and you just don't know it. Yeah.
No, just kidding. Yes. They're not technically, well, they can be gossips sometimes, but I think we like I mean I feel like aside from Taku, I didn't know like I didn't know Abdullah before and I didn't know Malik before either. And Taku and I we've only hang out like once in a while, like, you know, not that much, but
that
I feel
must like change.
That must change. It will change. But I feel like we've just like all kind of gotten like grown very closer. And I just like appreciate the relationship that we have. Because I feel like these guys are like my friends. And, you know, like if I have something, you know, cool that happened to me, I want to share with them. And you know, I hope it's vice versa kind of thing. And I really just enjoy like coming here and hearing about like how their week is gone, how they're, you know, doing and things like that, and just laugh about like random stuff. I have our own inside jokes, and you know, that's definitely been my greatest highlight out of this entire thing, of course. But I feel like another one is also just like reaching out to like the guests that we kind of invite on the show, and like, you know, like inviting them, getting them to be a part of this, and you know, like getting that feedback from them, like, you know, like hearing about like how much they've enjoyed being with us on the show and just having a great time. I really love that, and I really love connecting with people that, you know, like I've not spoken to in a while. And I feel like I like kind of, I wouldn't say like I have so many connections because I will be gloating, but I feel like I've just met so many cool people throughout like my time here that I really wanted to put that into good use. And like the show was just like a real good platform to be able to do that, which was really great and really awesome.
And also just sometimes having people message and interact, I'll be like, oh, I want to be on your show. Sorry if you couldn't be on it. I'm sure like
next semester. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Like I know I probably told a few people that, but then just never, right. But hopefully if we can continue this, if there is a plan to continue this later on, we can kind of connect you with whoever is going to be kind of taking that on, and maybe they could find some space for you to be able to be a part of this.
Exactly. But y'all have been cool. Like my DMs have been, you guys have actually made my DMs active, because people message and they're like, oh, I listened to it. And I'm like, oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Your DMs have been popping?
They've been popping. Yeah, like the kids these days say, you know, my DMs. You know, back in my day, we didn't have DMs. We used to text people, but now this is great. But I'm definitely going to miss it. I mean, if this is our final hurrah together as a group, because I think the team was probably vital to making this.
Yeah, absolutely.
What it became.
Mm-hmm. It was a very surprising team that kind of came together, but I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
Which kind of like, when you look at the way it came together, it was like, I guess we are doing the right thing, because somehow it just seemed to fit.
It just, it was just that key and that lock that just kind of, it just worked out.
You know, in bio, they call it, you have the substrate and you have the enzyme.
What?
And
you know bio too?
Boom!
Out of the blue.
What? Boom.
That is like, so great though, because like that's exactly what I was thinking. And you just like spat that on. That's when just like, guys, what?
Bio.
That's the substrate and the enzyme right there. It's the lock in what lock and something.
Key. Yeah, exactly. And the enzyme catalyzes. Yes. And what are you saying, guys? Boom. I could have been a scientist. In fact, I could
have. Bro. You could have.
If my parents had their way, I would have been a doctor and an engineer.
And an engineer. The man's
but I
balling.
Was neither of those. Yeah. I chose to be the class clown. And,
honestly, we appreciate the class clown. I wouldn't have, you know, mm-hmm. been where I am without the class clown. So
shout out to the class clowns.
That's right. Deep. So mm-hmm. I guess shout outs to the guests that have appeared on the show. We loved that you know, willingly wanted to take part of this and, you know, like came on it, made the show, you know, life or whatever you were doing, talked about things. We really appreciated your presence here. Shout out to the listeners. Of course, I think T kind of talked about that. Appreciate you listening and for the support. Really hope that you kind of, you know, keep supporting if the show, why do I keep calling it show? I mean, it is a show.
It is.
If it continues on, who else are we forgetting the shout out? Oh, shout out to UMFM. I guess shout for starting Manic. This. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, for starting this whole thing, and you know, like even I think they definitely seeded the idea, mm-hmm. which is great. Shout out to Malik, you're not here, but we love you and thank you for the work you do. Shout out to who else are we missing?
And shout out to our international rib team.
Oh yes,
for getting this call.
Oh. I was like, what international yeah. rib?
Without Tolani, I don't think we'd all, any of us would actually be doing this.
Yeah, because I mean, you honestly, like, a lot of these things, a lot of people talk about their campaign promises in university and in actual campaigns. You kept your promises. So
yeah,
that's kudos to you, homie.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Makes me happy. Yeah.
She put this together. If they ever ask who started this, it started with her. But I guess that's the conclusion of our, you know, potentially final episode.
Yeah.
And
also look out. You never know. We might decide to start a new podcast.
True, because we did buy these fancy mics.
And, yeah, we did, right? We don't want to put them to waste. Maybe, who knows? It's just a thought there. But we'll let you know what's happening with that. But peace out. Signing out. T&T.
T-A-T. Tat.
Tat. And Malik.
Exactly. Shout out to Malik. Yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. See ya. Have a great life.
Enjoy class of 2027. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, thank you once again for tuning in to Dear Everyone Else with T&T. Please feel free to reach out to us on our social media platforms.
To do that, you can follow us on Instagram at DearEveryoneElse_UM. And if you had any questions that you wanted to ask and you wanted to ask through email, you can reach out to us at DearEveryoneElse891@gmail.com. See ya.
Bye.